The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Just one quick thing. If you happened to be at the 10:45 Mass yesterday and noticed that the Advent candles were not lit, our precious servers forgot to light them, and the Lord is kind and merciful, and so are we, and such. But one would think I would notice, considering that I'm sitting 2 feet away from them, but it was like the one Mass that I didn't look at. It's sort of, I noticed them at all other Masses, and for some reason I didn't notice at those, so... Thankfully, still a valid Mass, even when we make mistakes, right? So one thing I wanted to share with you guys today is just something that Bishop Barron makes a very good distinction on in his reflections for Advent. And he's talking about, in the Gospel today, that the Greek word for authority. And so I'm just going to read this little portion that he mentions here. He said, "The Greek word used for authority is most enlightening, exousia. It means literally from the being of." So from the being of. Jesus speaks with the very exousia of God, and therefore his words affect what they say. He says, "Lazarus, come out," and the dead man comes out of the tomb. He rebukes the wind and says to the sea, "Be still," and there is calm. And the night before he dies, he takes bread and says, "This is my body." And what he says is. That's such an important realization. You know, it's just funny how these things kind of come to fruition. I was speaking to Thomas, and Thomas came kind of first into Christianity through the Orthodox faith. And so they have a lot in common with us, but there are plenty of things that were different. So I was asking him about confession or sacramental confession and stuff there. And he was saying one of the things that's unique or different about it is there is confession, but not quite with the regularity and the way that we do so. And their absolution is more like an acknowledgement of God forgiving your sins. Oh, you have said your sins, and God will forgive you for them, which is different from our absolution, which is like, I absolve you, you know. And the important thing about that is because God has authority, he had the authority to give it to others, and that's what he does to the apostles. And so we see that, you know, of course, the power still does not come from me or Father Carey or any other priest, but he gives the authority to, and that's so important that we have a church that has real authority. So that means, you know, I absolve you from your sins means they are gone. They are gone. That's the power of Christ's authority, even when he gives it to another human person. It's an amazing, amazing reality that we have in the church. And in fact, it was one of the things that Thomas, not to keep pointing him out today, but one of the things he mentioned that was why he became Catholic was because that authority is an important realization. And a lot of times when people have more of an intellectual conversion, they realize that. And you can see one of the things that the religious leaders are caught up with, or the thing that they're always caught up with, they're way more caught up with just being right than, you know, doing the right thing. And so they're like, well, if we say this, then we say that. You know, they were so concerned about how they would look, about would they look right in the eyes of everybody else instead of actually doing the right thing, about doing the true thing. And again, what goes back to Jesus' words, like we say, truth is not something, but it's someone. Again, and they're caught in that big trap that Jesus says he's the truth himself, just like that power of his authority makes him actual truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. But many people in the world still get caught up in this idea that the truth is just somebody's idea or a philosophy or your individual idea, right? What we call relativism. That like, oh, my truth is your truth, man, and your truth is your truth. You know, it's like, no, truth is truth. You know, it's an objective thing, and it's in Jesus Christ. And you can't separate it. People have been trying to do it forever. Hasn't worked yet. And so I don't think it's going to. And so, you know, you find your home here. You find your home in the church, in the heart of Jesus. And if we keep doing that, then when we prepare for his coming, we're always ready to receive him. It's one of the ways that we're ready to receive him is actually submitting to the authority that he actually has. And those that submit, we remember today a great saint, Saint Lucy, and she's immortalized in the Roman canon, some of the very earliest saints who were martyred. And again, that's a true submission to who God is, that with the most precious thing we have, our very life, that we're willing to also submit that to God. And if we could do that and follow the example of many of the martyrs, that's the road to heaven. It truly is. It's submission to him in all things, that his will may reign in our lives. God bless you all.